Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. In honor of Memorial Day today, RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, has a project in the works that includes and benefits American veterans. CEO Bill Bullard explains.
What dawned on us is the 2022 census showed that 9% of all farmers and ranchers are veterans. And we've lost 65,000 veteran farmers and ranchers just in the last 5 years. So we are circulating a letter right now at our website called vetsformcool.com. And we're inviting veterans to sign a letter to the members of Congress urging them to pass mandatory country of origin labeling so that veteran farmers and ranchers have an opportunity to showcase their superior product in the marketplace. And so consumers can choose to support the domestic supply chain that includes veterans. So we already have some 130-some veterans have signed the joint letter already, and it's at vets4mcool, all one word, vets4mcool.com.
RCAF will also host their annual convention and trade show in Deadwood, South Dakota this year. The dates are June 19th through the 21st. Registration is now open on the website at r-cafusa.com. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.